Welcome to Becoming Unstuck, a safe place to help individuals find the tools they need to live the life they truly want. And I'm your host, Jordan Meyer. Welcome back. The place where we learn how to have a happier life and do it in a more fulfilling way. I'm excited to have you back. Today's episode is going to be a great one. It's the episode talking about our theme of the week. So moving forward, what we're going to be doing and what I've decided to do is each week we have a different theme that we're going to be talking about, right? So we'll be doing a podcast episode with that theme. We'll be doing some posts in regards to it. And that way it helps us to have a little bit more information and just particular things that we're working towards. So this week's theme is career and job satisfaction and fulfillment. So that's what this episode is going to be about in regards to these areas. Now, earlier in the week, I posted on Instagram at jordanmeyer.cmhc in my stories, the four areas of career satisfaction, right? Compensation, a person, not a number, believe in a greater mission, and autonomy. And we're going to get a little bit deeper into those things in this podcast today, because these four areas seem to be the one that stands out. Now, I don't have a particular research study that I use with all this information in. Rather, kind of what I did was just more of a meta-analysis of different research studies in different fields. And these were the four areas that really seemed to stand out repeatedly after a bunch of research studies, as well as kind of things that I've noticed in my own personal experience and people I've worked with as well who are trying to reach towards these things. So these four areas, right? The first one within this area is going to be compensation, right? Now, with anyone in their jobs, compensation is an important thing that we're trying to get, right? Everyone wants the most money that you can get for the least amount of work. And specifically right now, that seems to be the really popular thing with the job demand. And really, like, you can kind of pick what job you want. People are getting paid incredibly for jobs that used to pay not that much because of inflation and everything that's happening. The job prices are going up accordingly. So compensation is an important thing to get in a job, in a career sense and satisfaction, right? Now, again, with this, we talked about that this isn't just in regards to a 9-to-5 job or a job that you do with monetary value or compensation, financial compensation, but compensation in general, right? Now, in Utah, where I live, a lot of the cultural things that are going on right now is the discrepancy and the continuation of the conversations between men and women and the role that we play in the home, right? Now, the compensation, a lot of the times for somebody who is going to work, receives compensation monetarily, financial. But what about if you're a stay-at-home parent? What about if you're somebody who doesn't have a job outside the home? You're a stay-at-home mom. You're a stay-at-home dad. Where is the compensation in this? Because according to these, we have to have compensation in order to feel like we can continue and maintain the job that we're doing, right? So maybe it's not financially. Maybe for some people it is. That compensation is make the money, give you as much as I want, and I can go spend it, right? Maybe that is a reality too. And if that is, that's okay. Sometimes compensation can show up in the way of gratitude, humility, help, support, doing things that recognizes, speaks to, and validates the work that is put in, right? That's oftentimes the compensation that comes with being a stay-at-home parent, is having that validation, humility, and support as part of it. That's a good compensation that we can have in results to it. Now, second to compensation is we need to feel in a job or career sense that we are a person, not just the number. That's number two. If you have ever worked at a job that you feel as though that you are not a person, you're a number, right? I remember in my early years of becoming a therapist, one of the first places I worked, my name was intern. I didn't have a name. I was referred to as intern. And that put me off immediately because I wasn't viewed as a person. I didn't view as if I had value to give, right? So being a person, not just a number, is crucial and critical in feeling like you're working in an environment and a place around you that you are known. People know your name, that you matter. You're not just another employee, right? Everyone wants to feel like they are loved, that they belong, and that they matter. And this is essential to having a work environment that actually is going to be long-term, that you can have moving forward. Now, along with this second one, the third one that follows is going to be the belief in the mission or a greater purpose. Now, a lot of people do this not just in job, career, or things we do. We buy specific products because we believe in who the company is. We believe in what their mission is, what they do, right? We will donate an extra portion of our proceeds to support a certain cause because we believe in the mission that they give. One of the crucial parts of a career and the satisfaction long-term in that, do you believe in the direction the company is going? Do you believe in what they're providing to the world or offering? Are they offering a service to people that you can be proud of? And really what it breaks down to is when you go into work or you leave, do you feel like you made a difference? Now, it's the same in regards to coming back to that, maybe that stay-at-home parent. Do you feel that you're making a difference? Do you feel like there's a greater sense of what you're doing and who you are and how you're contributing to the next generation and what you're bringing to the world? So again, we reviewed compensation, being properly compensated for the work that we do, being a person and not just a number, and then believing in a greater sense of who we are and what we're contributing to. Now, these are the first three areas that really determine career and work satisfaction in a long-term sense. And the last one that we talked about is autonomy. Now, autonomy is the understanding and belief that you can fulfill the role of the job that you have in a way that doesn't require micromanaging, and there's trust and belief of it, right? A marking of a really good manager or a really good boss is that they have trust in their employees to do their job. They can delegate. They don't have to micromanage. When you can't delegate, you don't have trust in your employees. And this is really important in any work that you do, is feeling like you're trusted to do your job efficiently and properly. And if you can do that, then you feel as though that even though you're working for someone or maybe constricted by certain things such as time frames and money and progressions and advancements, that you feel when you go into work that you can believe in yourself and you can trust yourself to do that job. That is the fourth crucial part of being able to maintain career, work, and satisfaction long term. So I want you to think to yourself, or somebody you know, if you own a business, if you have employees, or if you're that employee, think about these four things and how they have played a role in your life, and actually manage and walk through each of these and why you maybe decided to make a career jump or a different choice, right? I think one of the other truths and reality of this is that while I don't have any research to back this up, I firmly believe that these four areas change and grow as we do in our careers, right? There tends to be a pattern that early on in jobs, right? Such as jobs you have in high school, in college, you're not really into a full career yet. It's more just a temporary satisfaction of monetary gain, right? You just have a job to pay the bills and make money. In this regard, these four other things maybe are not so important. They fall lower on the totem pole. If you feel like you're paid a little bit extra, then you can put up with a difficult work environment for a little bit longer. Or maybe you don't necessarily believe 100% in what the company does, but you're being paid, you can pay your bills, what's it matter, right? You're not a big dog on campus, you're not going to have any sway of it. So earlier on, I think I can rear financial gain is maybe the number one motive for a lot of people. Not all people, but a majority of people. And then as we get older, these things change. Suddenly you're in farther in your career. Maybe you've saved a little bit. You're not living paycheck to paycheck anymore. The compensation is not the number one factor. Now maybe being noticed as a person at your job and what you do and the hard work you put in is number one to you. Maybe a good work environment, who you work with and how you get along with people is the number one factor. Or maybe you feel like you want to branch out on your own and be your own boss and have ultimate autonomy in what you do. As we grow in our career, so do these four things become more important based on what matters to us and what we need in our lives at the time. So if you find yourself at any point of your life thinking about these four areas, I would encourage you to look at how they have played a role in the decisions you have made. Now, what's interesting about these four principles, kind of what I've noticed, is that eventually what happens is these four areas shift. One of them becomes more important than the other. And if your current job or career cannot sustain the shift in this area, you have a few choices. You either have to put up with it as long as you can until you can't anymore. You change it, or you learn to live with it and stay miserable. And those often then result in the same choices anyways. You either have to do something or you stay miserable. But at some point through your life, these things are going to change. And what happens is if the job or career that you're in cannot support or sustain these four things, this is where we begin to reach the existential crisis that takes place in a lot of people's careers and jobs. You'll hear people who maybe have switched careers halfway through. They jump completely to a different industry, or they go back to school. And the reason that we do this is because eventually we plateau. Eventually the thing that drew us to that career or that position, what we thought was great, has then transitioned and begun to change in what our importance level is. Suddenly the money is not that important, or maybe you need more of it and you need to find a job that pays a little bit more. Maybe you've worked in a position where you feel like you weren't noticed or important, and now that's something you really want, right? So these things will change as you go through your career, and you have to change with them. You have to grow with them. And if your current job or position cannot allow you to grow with it, then you have to change the environment in order to allow you to grow. As human beings, we have to continue to grow. We have to progress. We have to continue to move forward. And what happens is when in any of these four areas, you feel as though you're not growing or progressing, you then have to do something to continue the growth. Now, this is where advancements in your career, bonuses, raises, position changes, promotions, or anything that allows you continue to feel like you're growing. So even if you're not growing in your current position, maybe the company is growing. Maybe their projections of moving into a new building or a new site or new outreach. You can believe in the growth of the company. You can believe in you being promoted to a new position and growing within it. These things are super important in the context of a career. But again, if we pull it back to less of a 9-to-5 financial job, and we pull it back to maybe being a stay-at-home parent or a housekeeper, these things still apply, right? Because fundamentally, as a human being, this existential need in order to fulfill these four areas is something that we're going to have progressing. That compensation is going to have to continue to be there. Being a person and not just a number. Are you known for who you are? Are you validated? Are you noticed? Do you believe like you're doing something greater and putting forth energy into the growth of the next generation or a greater purpose? And do you feel like you have autonomy to do it in yourself, right? These four areas still apply, because if you personally, if you feel like you're not being compensated for the work that you do, if you feel like you're not noticed for who you are and what you do, you're not recognized, you're not a person in that, you're just someone filling a role. If you feel like you're not really doing anything to contribute to a greater sense, and maybe your efforts are in vain a lot of the time, or you're constantly being micromanaged by a spouse or a parent or an in-law, then you're not going to feel as though you're satisfied in any of these four areas. Now, this is one of the difficult things, and the conversation that's happening a lot right now is the roles in which we play. If we're playing the role of mom or playing the role of dad, That's a different kind of conversation, because there's often a patriarchal conversation that a mom's role who stay at home is not looked at or viewed as the same, in a sense, as the husband's job. And so it's not given the same concept, the same four areas that make it important. And I'm here to offer the opposite. I firmly believe that they are exactly the same. I firmly believe that a spouse and a couple work together for the creation and the progression of the home and the children and everyone in it. That there is the family, and each person plays a part in that family for the greater good. And they work as equals to progress, maintain, and create happiness in that home. And these four areas still apply in all areas, in all ways, that we need to be compensated for what we do. We need to feel like we're noticed as the person and the effort we put in. We need to feel as though we believe that we're in a progression or a trajectory towards something beneficial in the future. And we need to believe that we can do it. We need to be supported and validated that decisions and choices we make are okay. And if we make mistakes, and we will along the way, that we're given some grace and we're allotting ourselves the fact that it's okay to not be perfect and that we still have that autonomy to have tomorrow be a new day. So to wrap this all up, the way that you can use this in your lives is if you feel like you're currently looking for a job, then these are the areas you're going to want to look for. These are how you're going to be able to evaluate the company you want to work for, how you want to work, and what area you want to work in. If you're looking for a job, follow these four steps. If you're somebody who's in a current job and feeling as though that you're lost or floundering and you don't know what to do, it's not fulfilling for you, then follow these four areas. Are you being compensated? Do you feel properly for the work that you do? Do you feel like you're a person and you're recognized? Do you feel like you can believe in the company? And do you feel like you're trusted to do your job? And if the answer is no in any of these areas, then maybe that's an indication to you that it's time to move on or it's time to move up. And if your company won't allow you to move up, then maybe you need to move on. And if you're somebody who owns a business or has employees, this is a way that you can learn to evaluate whether or not your employees are happy and satisfied. There are a lot of companies do this. They do surveys, they do employment satisfactions. They want to get a general sense of how their employees are and how happy they are. And this is the information that a lot of companies bring psychologists in order to understand these things, is how to have more productivity in their employees. And bottom line is, if you have happy employees, you have better productivity. And these are the four areas that we can learn to be happier in. So wherever you find yourself in your life, hopefully these four areas help you to find that career that's more satisfactory to you. And if not, then it gives you something that you can do about it. Thank you everybody for being here, and we will see you next time. Thank you for listening. As always, if you'd enjoyed today's episode, please share with your friends and family and join me here next week. If you happen to live in the Utah Salt Lake area, please reach out for help if needed. You can find me on Instagram at jordanmeyer.cmhc. Follow me on Facebook. And remember, you can find this episode and future episodes on any podcast platform, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and I will see y'all next week.